A major hatchery chum salmon run that provides early season opportunity for Southeast's purse seine fleet is falling short of expectations. Returns of dog salmon to the Hidden Falls hatchery on Baranoff Island have been lower than the preseason forecast. The total return to the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association's hatchery was expected to be 1.6 million chums. NSRA General Manager Steve Reifenstuhl says that as of July 7th, they've only accounted for 20% of the forecast, or 334,000 fish.
We're a bit behind the curve. We don't expect the return to meet forecast. I think it could come in around a million at this point. We have had late returns that peak on the 15th, but normal peak of the return is July 9th or 10th.
Reifenstuhl says he thinks the run has almost reached its peak already and says it's not good news for people hoping to catch a lot of Hidden Falls chum.
It's unfortunate in a year like this where the pink forecast is low and not looking like it's going to be off of what the department has forecast. We really needed a big chum run at Hidden Falls, certainly at least as big as the forecast, and it looks like that's not going to happen. That's terribly unfortunate.
Prior years have seen big returns of Hidden Falls chums and two openings a week in that area for the seine fleet. The hatchery dogs take some fishing pressure off wild pink salmon runs in the early season, especially in a year with a lower pink salmon run forecast. But the fleet has had reduced fishing time this month. NSRA is working to catch chum for brood stock, the next generation of fish, as well as cost recovery fish, which help pay for operating the facility. At the end of the first week of July, the hatchery had caught only 4% of its brood stock goals and 30% of cost recovery goals. However, Reifenstuhl says he thinks NSRA will meet both those goals.
You know, it may mean, or it's going to mean, that we're going to have to be very conservative on reopening to make sure we meet those goals. But one thing I won't let happen is not meeting the broodstock goal, because that affects the future. We could recover from not getting all our cost recovery, but not, you know, we would affect the future fisheries on broodstock.
The seine catch after the first week in July totaled 265,000 fish at Hidden Falls. The effort has been as high as 100 boats fishing for the hatchery chums, and prices are high for seine-caught chum this summer, around 70 to 75 cents a pound.